Children's toys are laden with gendered social constructs. I'm Dr. Lynn Pasquarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Dinella, associate professor of psychology at Monmouth University, analyzes the inherent nature of children's playthings.
Toys teach children about the world around them. Dolls may teach children lessons about caretaking, and kids practice sharing during imaginary tea parties. When children are stacking blocks into the tallest of towers, they're actually learning the basics in math. As a gender researcher, I am interested in why girls often choose to play with different toys than boys, and vice versa. When children only play with half of the toys out there, they only get to learn half of the lessons that toys have to offer, and they only get to have half the fun. Do children naturally like certain toys, or is this something that they learn? Toy companies market toys to girls and boys by making them pink or blue. Girls and boys don't naturally like pink or blue. It's only since the 1940s that blue started meaning boy and pink meant girl. My colleagues and I wanted to know whether this marketing strategy teaches children which toys to like. We gave kids a pink tea set and a blue tea set, a pink truck and a blue truck, and many more. Then they told us how much they liked each one. Of course, girls told us that they liked the pink girl toys the most, and boys liked the blue boy toys the most. We were surprised to find that girls also liked the boy toys, but only if they were pink. Pink gave girls permission to play with all toys. Unfortunately, painting toys blue did not help boys like dolls and such. It may be boys are teased more for playing with toys girls usually choose, regardless of the color. There is more pressure for boys to follow the rules, whereas girls have a bit more flexibility. The so-called rules for toys are merely a social construct, but their strength and pervasiveness is on display in nearly every home.
That was Lisa Dinella of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.